Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, 94 WIP. You know, when this situation first arose, meaning back in January when it became apparent that Rodgers wasn't thrilled in Green Bay, I pretty much dismissed it. I just, all right, come on, enough. I mean, he'll be the Packers quarterback. It is what it is. It never even dawned on me the possibility of the Eagles getting involved. But, I mean, here we are in early May. He obviously is still unhappy. And so I think it would be outrageous for the Eagles to try not to get involved. I mean, they got what is likely going to be three first-round picks next year. And Rodgers is Rodgers. Look, we'll ask you the Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by the casino at Delaware Park, which is looking to hire for a wide variety of positions. If you're looking to join a winning team, go to DelawarePark.com/careers for information. Today's question, would you trade the Eagles' two 2022 first-round picks, and we'll even say, and the second rounder that can become a first-rounder next year for Aaron Rodgers? A yes, B no. Let me go on the record and say, as long as I felt reasonable that Rodgers wanted to continue to play, absolutely, absolutely, I would trade all three of them. I'll go as far as say this. If I knew he only wanted to play for one more year, I'd trade one of those picks. Just give me the guy for a year. Now, I don't think that's a likely scenario. I'm just saying, to get it an all-timer, still phenomenal, just took his team to the Final Four of pro football, top three quarterbacks still to this day in football, at a time when clearly quarterbacks are demonstrating with the new rules that they can play into their 40s, heck yeah, I'm interested in Aaron Rodgers. Let's go to the phones. Chiro's with us. What's up, Chiro?
What's going on, man? How you doing?
Hey, bud.
All right, Joe, you know I'm not a Joe DeCamera hater. Like, one of the best parts of my days, on my work days, is that 10 o'clock hour once I hear you guys come in.
Thank you.
I love the show more than anything, man. But stop! Please, stop with the pipe dream, man. Every time one of these quarterbacks become available, you start talking about, let's give them all our picks. Let's give them all our picks. Our best scenario is we see what happens with Jalen Hurts, and he actually shows he belongs, which I think he can do. And then we have possibly three first-round picks to keep building around him. The future is actually bright for this team if we do it the right way.
Well, the future's bright if Hurts can really play at a great level. If he can't, then the future can still be bright, but it's less bright because now you do have to, you know, you have to find a quarterback, and that's not easy. It's not easy to find. Look, you can always find a quarterback. It's not easy to find a very good quarterback.
I understand, but the kid is a proven winner. Everyone gets all caught up on that 58 completion percentage last year. He was a 70% career completion guy in college. His completion ratio was low because, unlike Carson Wentz, he actually threw the ball away.
That was part of it.
Give him credit for.
Yeah, no, I get it. All right, sure. Appreciate the call. Let's talk to Dan in Philadelphia right now. Hey, Dan.
Gentlemen, how are we today?
Doing well, Dan.
Joe, welcome to wisdom, my friend.
Well, thanks.
I'm 100% on board with it. He's 37 years old. I'm with you. If you can get 5 years out of him, which is quite reasonable,
yep,
to think that, and you don't have to.
No,
get rid
it's
of her.
Not quite reasonable.
Why isn't it, John?
He's 37 years old, and you're saying it's quite reasonable to expect 5 years out of him? How many NFL quarterbacks have played until they were 43?
John, it's a
how many?
NFL.
Totally
and,
different.
By the way,
totally
and,
different.
By the way,
well, just
Brady,
tell me how many.
Tom Brady.
Not many. I don't know how many. Not many. I mean, Brady and Breeze, obviously. Landa basically moved to be a kicker. Peyton Manning, I think, got into his early 40s. I'm not that familiar with guys from way back. The rules are totally different.
Aaron Rodgers' game depends more on mobility at times than Peyton Manning and Tom Brady and I don't know about George Blanda.
Than all those quarterbacks. So there's no doubt he could play to 42.
Even what are you talking about? We don't know that his body's going to hold up. That's crazy. That is crazy.
John, when you see Rodgers play, do you see signs of a guy who's about to fall apart in the next 2 years?
I see a guy who gets slowed by injuries some
years. He does get slowed by injuries. When he plays.
And that adds up.
It does. That's fair.
And you don't have to get rid of Jalen Hurts. They have the quarterback. That's why he wants out of there. You can still keep Jalen Hurts. And by the way, what better teacher for Jalen Hurts than Aaron Rodgers?
Oh, sure. Great. You really think Aaron Rodgers is the type of guy who's going to bring Jalen Hurts along? Seems a little bit self-centered to me.
I agree with that.
There's no way he's going to be here to try to develop Jalen Hurts. He's going only for one reason, and that's to win a Super Bowl. Does he have a chance to do that here?
Yes.
Our offense isn't that big.
No, he doesn't. That's absurd.
But, John,
he doesn't. You any chance that you had to add great players to this nucleus that was just last place in a terrible division, you're trading away to get this guy.
But, Dan,
so you are cutting off your nose despite your face.
Do we have a running back, John?
Sure.
But do we have a tight end?
I don't know that.
Yeah, good enough. They have a tight end that's good enough.
Now we got a receiver. We also have a pretty good slot receiver. The offense isn't in that bad.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Well, if they all stay upright, the offense might be okay with Aaron Rodgers. I worry about everyone else.
Yeah, I'm with Dan.
I have no
idea
what happens when Lane Johnson's ankle flares up or Brandon Brooks gets a twinge in that Achilles. Or when Jason Kelce retires.
Well, then probably the Alabama center's the guy, I mean, in all likelihood.
And is he going to be able to give this a go?
I don't know.
Was Sidney Jones? Listen, we have a lot of question marks. That depth on the offensive line isn't there. I don't believe. Well, you guys have to come to grips with the reality that this is not a good team. Aaron Rodgers is a great quarterback. But we will be hurting our chances to be good with him in acquiring him.
Yeah, well,
because we're giving away great players to acquire a great player.
I mean, the Celtics traded Al Jefferson for Kevin Garnett. Worked out pretty good. I mean, you know, Al Jefferson, hey, might be really good. And then you get Kevin Garnett and you win a title. I don't get the logic. I really don't. Colin in Washington Township. What's up, Colin?
Yo, what up?
Hey, buddy.
Hi, Colin.
Joe, I'm going to welcome you to wisdom, and the way I'm going to do that is explaining the ways in which you are wrong.
Okay.
So you say that you think the offensive line is going to be good. If I'm Aaron Rodgers, I'm looking at this O-line like a nightmare scenario. They are old, injured, and or average. You got Seumalo, average and injured last year. Mulata was on the IR twice with back injuries in his career. Kelce's retiring after this year. Brooks has like 3 straight years of major injuries. Lane Johnson has like 2 straight years of major injury, and he's old. Then Landon Dickerson, he's already injured.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously they've had injury history. I don't dispute that, Colin, but there's a real chance that this line bounces back in a big way. I mean,
there's a real chance that our O-line is just as bad as last year.
Unlikely. I would say unlikely. If anything's possible, I would say it's unlikely. Colin, what do you got on the Phillies?
Man, that was a great game by Wheeler yesterday. Man, it was really exciting to see a pitcher just go out and dominate like that. We obviously haven't had a whole lot of that in recent years, but man, I think that next time he pitches, we got to bat him over Odubel too, because I think he gives us a better chance at the plate.
You know, let me say something about Odubel for a second, and I appreciate the call. Guys, I'm 43. I've been hearing baseball announcers talk, you know, as long as I can remember, back to around the age of 5, watching games. And every time, and they didn't address it yesterday, but every time I've heard baseball announcers address a batter running down to first base, sliding to first, every single time I've heard announcers say that it has been proven that a runner going to first base gets there slower when he tries to slide to first base instead of run through it. Every time.
For our whole lives.
Our whole lives.
Yes, literally.
And so, you know, and look, this isn't just a pile on a double. Other guys do it. I think Bryce actually did it a few weeks ago, if I remember right. It's just, I don't know why, if it's proven that it slows you down going to first by sliding, you would slide. I mean, if you actually look when a double slid to first base yesterday, he actually didn't touch the bag until the back of the bag, which fundamentally is not the objective when you're trying to get there as quick as you can.
Yeah.
Not to mention you have to get down in order to get there. You have to get down.
Well, it's just another example of Odubel being boneheaded.
Yeah.
Odubel makes some of the worst decisions I've seen made by a Philly consistently.
Yeah, it's just he's a bad baseball player, man. He is.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what's
You talk about football IQ.
Yeah.
Baseball IQ. His is marginal at best.
I'm with you, man. All right, now let's talk about something not bad, something that's great, and that is Mother's Day happening on Sunday. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there in the world. Hey, we also have to give away today a Hand and Stone Massage and Facial Spa gift card for a one-hour massage or facial. Give mom more for less this Mother's Day with special gift card savings at Hand and Stone Massage and Facial Spa. Mom deserves to restore, relax, and reset. Visit any of Hand and Stone Massage and Facial Spas, 55 spas in Delaware, South Jersey, and Philadelphia, of course, also including the Lehigh Valley. You can go to handandstone.com for all the information. Again, all the moms out there, whatever age they are, happy Mother's Day. We love the moms. John James, let's talk some moms today. Let's talk some movies. We've talked great TV moms before, but let's actually open it up and bring it just to the world of movies. When you think of a great mom from the world of movies, we're not talking TV. We're not talking Mrs. C. We're not talking Claire Huxtable. We're not talking whomever it is from television. We're talking movies. John, when you think of a great mom, notable mom, however you want to phrase it, what comes to mind to you from the world of movies?
The first one that comes to mind, I don't even know what the characters, I don't remember her name in the movie, but Sandra Bullock's role in The Blind Side, she was an awesome mom. She was the type of mom that, you know, didn't take any guff, and she was going to do things her way, but she seemed to be an incredible mom to her kids and her, you know, adopted kid, Michael Ower.
Yep.
And she's always got his back. The type of mom you could really get behind.
Yeah, no, that's a good – I haven't seen it, but I get the story. James, when you think of a great mom from movies, what hit you?
Good use of guff there, by the way. Right?
Oh, thank you.
Joe, this one's for you. I normally like try and say ones that you don't know, but I'm actually leaning into your wheelhouse right there because I know you'll think it's a great mom. I'll think it's a great mom. Elaine Miller, a.k.a. Frances McDormand in Almost Famous.
Yeah, I mean, she's kind of weird, though.
But she's great, man. She's in like four or five scenes, and she just owns them. Well, she's awesome.
Yeah, that's different. I mean, that's, you know, kind of who helps elevate the movie.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, she doesn't have the greatest – she has a horrible relationship with her daughter. She has –
I'm looking for – so I'm voting on entertainment today on, like, best character and stuff. I don't care if they're, like, mother of the year. I'm talking about what's entertaining.
I mean, if you go in there and you just talk Stifler's mom, that's it. Close it down.
Boom.
I mean, if that's what you want,
there you go. Yeah.
All right, look, let's see where the conversation goes here. To the world of movies, best mom, entertaining mom, elevate the movie mom, however you want to think of it, we'll vote by the end of the show as Mother's Day comes up here on Sunday for a great mom from the world of movies.
You should see The Blind Side, Joe.
I'd like to. I would like to see that. I
really enjoyed the movie.
Yeah, I hear it's very good. Yeah, for sure. Chris Middleton's with us. Middletown's with us. Hey, Chris.
John.
Chris, how are you?
You know, living the dream.
Yes.
How about, how's Mr. Seltzer doing there? James.
Christopher.
Muppet Weasel.
Chrissy.
Muppet, have you been sniffing glue again?
I don't do that. It's not in my repertoire.
Are you out of your ever loving mind? Like,
so you're one of these against Aaron Rodgers guys also?
Yeah.
And what? I'm a logical,
rational human being, Muppet, because I'm not a complete idiot. All right.
So Aaron Rodgers wouldn't, like, you know, really help the Eagles?
Better discussion, Weasel. If we're giving up 3 first round picks. Let's ask the audience this. This should be the topic of the day. If you're giving up 3 first-round picks, who would you rather give 3 first-round picks for? Aaron Rodgers, Josh Allen, or Kyle Murray?
Well, Josh Allen's not available. I would rather have Josh Allen because
he's in his...
He's not available.
Rogers.
Chris,
Aaron Rodgers wants to retire. That's why he's going on Jeopardy, Muppet.
I don't know that to be true.
I think Aaron Rodgers wants to win a Super Bowl.
I'm with John. Chris,
that's part of the problem, though,
and
Joe.
It's not here.
And where is it, Chris?
Not here.
Oh, no, I'm asking.
I think it's in San Francisco.
Okay, so San Francisco's one team. They weren't good last year, but okay, they're one.
Also drafted a quarterback third overall, too.
Yeah, exactly. So, Chris,
who's not ready to play?
We're a dumpster fire.
Chris, give me another team. Just if you're Aaron Rodgers, let's just say you get to sort of pick your team. Where are you going?
You're going to make me vomit in my mouth saying this, but if I'm him, I'd rather go to Dallas than to Philly.
That's not me either. But Denver has like three legit wide receivers. They've got
correct.
A good offense around him.
And
he's already put them on their list. That makes sense.
I mean, you could say New England because it's Belichick, and if you team up with Belichick, that
helps
you.
He's not going to go to New England because he's clearly exhibited he's a prima donna. He's hard to handle. He's not going to deal with Bill Belichick. Belichick would chew him up and spit him out. But he's not going to go there.
Yeah, I mean, he may want someone to acquiesce more to him. I'll tell you this, from an Eagles standpoint, if Aaron Rodgers wanted to come here, I'd acquiesce to him. I mean, I'm not letting him pick players, but if it's like, yo, Aaron, what kind of offense do you want to run? Okay, like just like the Broncos did with Peyton Manning.
That's not what he's complaining about. He's not complaining about the offense. But, he's complaining about exactly what you said you won't let him do.
Chris, here's the thing. He's complaining because he feels – well, look, I don't know the full story. You don't know the full story. I think it's fair to say that he feels frustrated that the Packers haven't surrounded him with more, and he obviously was ticked off that they drafted a quarterback in the first round when he was 36.
Correct.
Yeah.
And look at the GM that's running our team.
And
what
what's, and
so
what's
he is willing to do? Do you think he's going to do that? He's proven he would be just even worse than within Green Bay. What did he do? He drafted Jalen Hurts last year.
Chris,
what also has he
Chris,
done?
If Aaron Rodgers wanted, if Aaron Rodgers wanted to, Chris, hold on. If Aaron Rodgers wanted to come here, I would say to Aaron Rodgers beforehand, if this would tip it over the edge, Aaron, we promise you, we will, as long as you stay healthy, we will not draft a first round pick quarterback for at least the next 3 years. I make you that promise. You just got to come here and stay healthy.
But that's not his problem in Green Bay as well. It's also his problem is with. Why did he freak out this year, Joe? He's freaking out because he doesn't like draft picks. He's like, they're not bringing in the free agents he wants.
So
again,
I will go back. Chris, I will
how
go back to. Chris, I'm going to go. Hold on. Chris, hang on. I'm going to go back to what I asked you about 2 minutes ago. What team suffices for all these issues that you're saying Aaron Rodgers has in Green Bay? What's the perfect team for him to land with? Go ahead.
Landing spot's Denver.
Okay.
What about the 49ers? What about Minnesota?
Denver has won nothing in the last 5 years. So, like, the Eagles have been a lot more successful in the last 5 years than the Denver Broncos, just so you know. They got a better track record than the Denver Broncos.
Joe, we won four games last year. Who cares what the
track
record is?
That's 1 year. That's 1 year.
Who cares what the – and you know what? The Super Bowl was 1 year.
I understand that.
And the other years you had some issues.
The Eagles have made the playoffs three of the last 4 years.
I don't care about that. The downward trajectory is what he's looking at. This team is bad.
Away the quarterback that got us.
Chris, give me a movie. Give me a movie, Mom.
All right.
Give me a Mom.
Man, you make me nuts, Weasel. So – TV Mom, I'm going to go with
Movie Mom.
TV Mom, they're all, Movie Mom. You got me flustered, Weasel.
I know you're flustered,
yeah,
I can tell.
Down there. Hey, I still got I still got John.
Spit it out, Chris.
You let me know when I could get in that studio.
No time soon, spit it out or I'm going to zip you.
I'm going to go with Forrest Gump's mom.
All right.
She was wonderful, Sally Field.
Boy, she really... I don't even know how
she
to phrase it.
She did a lot for Forrest.
Yeah, that's
right.
Yeah.
She went out of her way to look out for her kids.
Correct.
It's amazing to me that Joe seems to think Aaron Rodgers is an Eagles fan. Like,
I'm not saying that.
It's so amazing.
But, John, like, who? He's going to go to
– Look at the Eagles' track record. You know, the Eagles were really good in the – they had a great defense in the early 90s.
John.
He doesn't care about any of that. He's looking at – first of all, he's looking at the GM. He cares whether the GM knows his stuff or not. He cares whether the coach knows his stuff or not. Does he look at our coach, who wasn't pursued by anyone except us? Is he looking at our coach and saying, man, I respect Nick Sirianni.
I don't know.
I can work with that guy.
Look, I don't know.
Is he looking at our GM? I mean, he's bashing his own GM.
Yep.
Is he looking at Howie Roseman and saying, that's the kind of GM I want?
So here's the thing. I don't know what he thinks of Howie Roseman. Here's what I object to. And I mean this. You do it, and Chris, our last caller, just did it. He wouldn't want to be here. He'd want to be somewhere else. Where? Like Detroit. You could go to Detroit. Now, they never win anything.
You're asking me where? I'm saying the 49ers.
Okay,
I'm saying Minnesota. I'm saying Denver. I'm saying the Raiders.
Okay, John, what if?
I'm saying the Patriots.
Okay, what if?
That's five teams.
Okay, hold on. What if San Francisco, who just drafted a quarterback number three overall.
And he's not ready to play.
Okay, what if they, though, choose to not go in for Aaron Rodgers? Because they feel
they wouldn't. They already looked into Aaron Rodgers.
Okay.
A lot was made that Kyle Shanahan was inquiring about Aaron Rodgers.
All right, John Gruden.
People called him on it. He said, I had to check into it. It's Aaron Rodgers.
John, I'm a Gruden fan. I know you love him. I'm a big Gruden fan. Since coming back to the Raiders, 3 years, he's won nothing. The final, I believe it was 5 years with Tampa Bay, he's won nothing. Like, he hasn't won anything as a coach in about 8 years that he's coached.
And
so is that appealing?
It is appealing because Aaron Rodgers grew up in Chico.
Okay.
He was probably a 49ers and Raiders fan when he was growing up. He played at Cal. I know the Raiders are in Las Vegas now, but they have major ties in the Bay Area in California. It's like the hometown team for Aaron Rodgers. And John Gruden will give him the cachet he so desperately seeks. That John Gruden will kowtow to Aaron Rodgers. I think that matters.
I can't believe it, man. We're talking Aaron Rodgers and people are telling me no. Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie, 215-592-9494. Beat the Hammer today at noon, a lot on tap. Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie on WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.